سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I hope that you're all doing fantastic by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves on another blessed Friday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And subhanAllah, you know, I was thinking, maybe it's not really feeling like Friday for many people. You know, rushing out for Salatul Jum'ah. I was reminiscing actually, you know, today is a PD day, a day off for most students or many students. And I was thinking, subhanAllah, you know, a year ago when this day came, or whenever it will come in the past, before the pandemic, you know, mashallah, the masajid, our own complex where we would be renting and holding Salatul Jum'ah, the Ridgecraft Recreation Complex, it will be full. I'll be looking forward to seeing my young friends. You know, there'll be many children and youth in the audience. But alas, it is not to be. I'm sitting in front of an empty hall right now. But in any case, alhamdulillah, we have still opportunities to connect with each other virtually and to hear messages from one another. And I know people are getting tired probably of going online. As we know, school closure has been extended. It's hard for students, parents as well, you know, having to work from home and having the children going to school from home as well at the same time, trying to supervise them. And all of those things, the internet connection being shared, you know, if it's not strong enough. So I know it's tough. It's not easy to go through. And I don't want to take, you know, too much time online because I know we're already spending too much time. But, you know, I want to say that these are not normal circumstances. And not everyone is able to adapt very quickly. And we have to keep that in mind. You know, some people, mashallah, tabarakallah, they're very quick. You know, they're very quick at adapting to new circumstances. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're very adaptable. And, you know, others may not be, you know, and this is normal. This is normal because not everyone is the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of us different, right? And therefore, you know, people react, as we've discussed before, react to different circumstances and different situations in different ways. So for some, it may be working great. For others, it might feel really terrible. So what I want to say is, don't be too harsh on yourself. Don't be too harsh on yourself. Because what happens is, you know, we try to maintain that same level of performance, the same level of perfection for those who are perfectionists that we had otherwise before the pandemic, before, you know, we were all forced to go online. But we may not be able to maintain the same level, right? Because everything has changed so much and because of the circumstances. And then we keep pushing ourselves and keep trying hard and you know, it's frustrating and maybe we're not getting the results that we're trying to get or that we're hoping to get. So message is, don't be too harsh on yourself. Yes, you know, don't waste your time when you're in school, when you're online and your teacher is teaching. You know, try to pay attention. I know it's hard, but try as much as possible. But take frequent breaks. You know, if you're taking class from bed, of course not today, like if you're off today, but generally if you're going to school from bed, if you're working from bed, you know, get out of bed. You know, get off your device as much as you can. Get out and walk and play with members of your own household. People are, you know, even biking, right? They're playing in the snow. They're doing different activities. So try to make the most of that, right? Try to get out there, even if it's cold. Like last week was really cold on some days, but honestly, just bundle up. Like we live in Canada, right? What do you expect? It's going to be cold, right? It's up north. So you dress up warmly and make sure you get out. Try to do it every single day and get some exercise. Get out there and walk. And honestly, you'll feel better, right? Research has shown even 5 minutes of moderate activity, of just 5 minutes of just regular exercise, even just walking, it has an impact. It has a positive impact on your mood, you know, on your mental health. So it's really important. Like, I know I keep mentioning this, but it actually is super, super important to get moving and not to just get holed up inside home. Or even if you can't leave, you know, do some work around the house, move around, do something. Don't just keep, you know, being plugged to your device. It's going to be really bad for your brain, for your mind, you know, for your physical and spiritual health as well. So really try to unplug as much as possible. For people working at home, you know, a common comment is that, you know, it's hard to unplug because your computer's right there, you know, no matter what the hour is, you know, it's, you want to respond when you hear that beep or, you know, when you get that message. Try to set time and or boundaries for yourselves, and this is going to be good for yourself. It's going to be good for your family. And I know it's hard, like it's tough for me too, but let's try to do that as much as possible, inshallah. Now the COVID numbers in Ottawa and Ontario are dropping, alhamdulillah. So it seems like our efforts are paying off. We are, you know, hearing of cases of people we know, families, brothers, sisters, who are still getting infected. So this is still a concern. It's not over yet. But the numbers, alhamdulillah, are getting lower. So that's a good sign. But the key, honestly, if you want to just make it simple, the key is not to have close contact with people outside your household. Okay? It doesn't matter who it is. Do not have contact with people outside of your household. Close contact. Okay. If you need to be around others, wear masks and wash your hands frequently and properly. Like, it's really simple. It's really simple. This is what we are able to do. There's a lot of things that are not in our control, but these are the things that are in our control. Only have close contact with members of your own household and no one else. If you need to be around others, wear a mask. And number three, wash your hands regularly and properly, at least for like 15 to 20 seconds. Okay. So, you know, if you don't like the situation that we're in, I don't like it either. You know, these are the three things that are in our control that we can do. The rest is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to Him alone we turn to seek help and to seek relief from this trial. You know, these little steps that I'm talking about that we've been hearing, you know, they're not going to grant us relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But we need to do our part. So these are three simple things that we can do, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah azza wa jalla keep us all safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure those who have been afflicted. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, inshallah, I'm going to tell you a short but important story. And then I'll tell you why. Okay. Now, we all know that shaitan is public enemy number one. Okay. If there is a public security threat, if there is a threat to the well-being of the public, of humanity, enemy number one is shaitan. You know, some enemies are hidden, but shaitan has openly declared war upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly warned us about shaitan. For example, he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. O you who believe, do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Like honestly, could it be any clearer than that? Do not follow. La tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعَ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Whoever follows the footsteps of shaitan should know that he orders one to commit shameful acts and evil deeds. Shameful acts and evil deeds. Munkar, those that are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. Okay, so this is what he does. This is what he gets people to do. Allah tells us, الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan frightens you with poverty. What does he do? He frightens you with poverty. Like, you know, when it comes to giving and charity, when it comes to, you know, not being greedy, what does he do? He frightens you with poverty. والله يعيدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا. So Shaitan frightens you with poverty. ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Sorry. And bids you to commit indecency, indecent, shameful, immoral acts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness from him and grace as well. So two opposites. This is what shaitan invites people to, or you know, he frightens people. That's his message. He frightens people with poverty. So it gets them to do all these, you know, undesirable and haram things. And he commits or commands people to commit indecency. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises forgiveness and grace. Allah tells us, Inna shaytana lakum aduwwun fattakhidhuhu aduwwa. Surely shaytan is an enemy for you. Indeed, surely shaytan is an enemy. So take him as an enemy. Recognize him as an enemy. Take him as an enemy. Innama yad'u hizbahu liyakunu min ashabis sa'ir. He only invites his group to falsehood so that they become inmates of the blazing fire. So this is what his objective is. Now, clearly, shaitan is an enemy. He commands us to do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. And he does it in different ways. And this is so important to understand. Because if you're in a war, if you're in a battle, if you're in a conflict with someone, then you need to know how they operate. you need to know their MO, right? What is it that they do? How do they operate? How are they going to try to get you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, he warns us about shaitan, right? His shaitan, Iblis's own words, because he says he's going to use different approaches, because not everything works on everyone. As we discussed in the beginning, every person is different, right? People are different. So Iblis, shaitan knows that, and he has promised that he's going to use different approaches for different people. He says, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Says, then I will come upon them from their front and from their behind and from their right and from their left, and you're not going to find most of them to be grateful. Right? So these are his words towards Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promising that he's going to try to get us. He's going to try to attack us from different avenues, from different approaches, different ideas, different temptations, different trials, like different traps that he's going to be setting up for us all around us. Okay, but you know, here is something that we need to realize, that throughout the course of our lives, for as long as humanity exists, shaitan will continue to try to deceive people with false promises, building up false dreams, leading people to make bad choices, temptations, traps. This is what's going to continue to happen till the last day. But let's talk about what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. Here's the story. Now, the Day of Judgment is going to be a very difficult day. It's going to be a very difficult day. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. And it's when, you know, the distress and the waiting will become too much for people. It's like, you know, I don't know if you've had this encounter, you know, this experience, but, you know, let's say you're traveling somewhere and your plane lands, and now, you know, you're stuck in customs and immigration and you're not getting your turn, or, you know, you're waiting at the passport office and it's taking forever. It's taking forever. It's like there's no hope. There's no end in sight. And there's like a huge lineup of people, and like, you know, your number is like, I don't know, like way behind, and you're just stuck. Okay. So it's like that type of situation times like a million. Okay. So the distress and the waiting will become too much for people. So the people are going to go from prophet to prophet, from one prophet to another prophet. You know, they're going to go to Prophet Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. They're going to go to each prophet asking them to intercede, asking them to plead with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the distress and to get the judgment to happen. Okay, because the distress, the waiting is just going to be way too much on that such a difficult and hot day. So they will come to the various prophets and they will excuse themselves. So Prophet Adam alayhi salam is going to excuse himself. They will come to Nuh alayhi salam, he will excuse himself. They will come to Ibrahim alayhi salam, he will excuse himself. They will come to Musa alayhi salam, he will excuse himself. They will come to Isa alayhi salam, he will excuse himself. Then they will come to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be the one who will intercede for the people in that place of gathering so that the judgment may be passed. Now, it comes in a narration that is quoted in some books of tafsir that the rejecting disbelievers will then say, because, you know, the believers were looking for someone to intercede for them and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done it. So now the rejecting disbelievers, they will then say that قَدْ وَجَدَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَهُمْ, that the believers have found someone to intercede for them. فَمَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَنَا, who will intercede for us? Who will intercede for us? So they will be wondering now, what about us? Okay, so the believers have been taken care of by the prophets, by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what about us? We didn't believe in them. Okay, so who's gonna stand up for us? Who's gonna do something for us? They're looking for someone to help them out. And then they think about it, and then they're going to be like, ما هو إلا إبليس هو الذي أضلنا. It is none other than Iblis who has misled us. So they will come to Iblis, فَيَأْتُونَ إِبْلِيسَ فَيَقُولُونَ, and they will say, قَدْ وَجَدَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ مَنْ يَشْفَعْ لَهُمْ, that the believers have found someone to intercede for them. فَقُمْ أَنْتَ فَاشْفَعْ لَنَا, so arise and intercede for us. Why? Because for you have led us astray. You're the one who got us here. Okay? The believers, they had the Prophet standing up for them. They had the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing up for them, interceding for them. But we don't have anyone. You, Iblis, Shaitan, are the one who got us to this point. So you are a leader, so you go ahead now and you do something for us. You intercede for us. And then, you can just see where this is going, right? Okay? And then, in verse 22 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what is going to happen next at this point. And he says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. And Shaitan will say to his followers, after the judgment has been passed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقَّ. That indeed Allah has made you a true promise. Okay, so at this point, you know, the decision will likely be made, nothing will happen for the intercession. Then Shaitan will finally speak. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shaitan will say to his followers, after the judgment has been passed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. Indeed, Allah has made you a true promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I too made you a promise. He's going to admit, yeah, I made promise, but I betrayed you. It's so straightforward. On that day, when everything's done, he's going to come out. He's like, yeah, Allah made promise. Allah's promise was true. I made you a promise, but I betrayed you. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. I did not have any authority over you. It's not like I was putting a gun to your head and telling you to do everything and follow me. I didn't have any authority over you. I wasn't controlling you. I only called you and you responded to me. I called you, I gave you an invitation, and fastajabtum li, you responded to me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not blame me. I ain't do anything. Okay, it's not my problem, it's not my responsibility. Blame yourselves. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. He's going to say, indeed, I cannot save you, nor can you save me. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. Indeed, I denounce your previous associations of me with Allah in loyalty. He's going to completely wash his hands off of all of his followers. All the people he got in trouble. All the people he gave false hopes to, temptations that he set up traps for, that he was leading, that he was guiding in it with his own evil whispers. They thought they were guided, right? But they actually weren't. And now he's just completely disassociating himself from everything. He's like, I have no authority over you. I did not have any authority over you. I only called you. You responded to me. So don't blame me. Blame yourselves. I can't save you. You can't save me. I denounce, you know, your previous associations of me with Allah. Like, okay, and that's it. Like, I have nothing to do with you. Okay, can you imagine the shock, the frustration, the disappointment of these followers of Shaitan? Right? In other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Surah Al-Ahzab, وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَا السَّبِيلَ. They will say, our Lord, we obeyed our leaders and elite, but they led us astray from the right way. They're going to try to get rid of, you know, they're trying to forego the responsibility, right, or accountability for what they've done. So they say, no, we obeyed our leaders. إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا. You know, they are the ones who led us astray. You know, so it's like, look towards them. And in another verse, or immediately after that rather, they will say, رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَلَعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. Our Lord, give them double our punishment. Give them double the punishment and condemn them tremendously, right? They should have more accountability. They're the ones who we were following. We thought they were correct. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Surah Fussilat, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّنَا أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِنَا لِيَكُونَا مِنَ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. That the disbelievers will then cry, our Lord, show us those jinns. أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Show us those jinns and humans who led us astray. We will put them under our feet so that they will be among the lowest in the punishment. Right, they want them to, like, there's so much anger now, and they're so, you know, they feel so duped, and you know they're so upset over what has happened to them. They want to go after their leaders. They want to go after the people who brought them to that place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قَالَ دُخُلُوا فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ فِي النَّارِ. That enter the fire among with the evil groups of jinn and humans that preceded you. And what will happen? كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعْنَتْ أُخْتَهَا. Whenever a group enters the hellfire, it will curse the preceding one. What will it do? It will curse the preceding one. حَتَّى إِذَا دَارَكُوا فِيهَا جَمِيعًا. Until they're all gathered inside. Okay, so this is going to be one terribly miserable group. And they will say, right? The followers will say about their leaders, قَالَ تُخْرَاهُمْ لِأُولَاهُمْ رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَضَلُّونَ فَآتِهِمْ عَذَابًا ضِعْفًا مِّنَ النَّارِ. Our Lord, they have misled us, so multiply their torment in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قَالَ لِكُلِّ ضِعْفٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You will answer, it has already been multiplied for all, but you do not know. So this is going to be a very, very terrible, miserable state that these people sadly will be finding themselves in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our future generations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our ancestors. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah protect us from all types of evil traps. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all types of evil inclinations, especially our youth, our future generations, our children and their progeny. You know, this shaitan is like I said, he's public enemy number one. He's going to try to set up, you know, all types of traps for us. So, and we have to be so aware. Like, we know we are the targets. So we have to be so careful and we have to be so aware. Otherwise, we don't want to end up like those losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah guide those who are heading in that direction as well. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Because, you know, it's very sad when we see people falling into these types of traps. Now, you know, what I've just described will be the ultimate betrayal, right? Shaitan and his buddies, leaders of groups of people who followed him, leading people astray, making false promises, promoting immorality, promoting indecency, promoting evil, you know, leading people to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then not taking any responsibility. So this will be the ultimate betrayal, because at that point, there's no going back. At that point, there's no way to make things better. There's no way to correct any mistakes. The time is up at that point, right? The time to make amends and to fix the situation and to fix our path and our course is now, right? This is the time to fix it. If you don't fix it now and you wait until that point, then it's just way too late. Game over then. You know, then it is what it is and no one can do anything about it. You know, and unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, my young friends, it's really important. We see this happening in front of us today. We see this happening in front of us today. We see leaders, presidents, kings, prime ministers, or, you know, perhaps just schoolyard bullies or gang leaders, fraudsters, fake friends that you think are friends, but they're actually not really friends, making false promises, you know, tempting their followers with promises of rewards and big dreams. They rile them up, they build them up, you know, whether it's to fight against something or whether it's to try to achieve something. You know, and they make them do all sorts of things. But when the trouble strikes, they vanish. Or worse yet, they turn against their followers. Say, no, I never told them to do that. Well, I'm going to get on my plane and go to my resort and just relax. And oh, all those people who were trying to stand up, who were my followers, who I incited and I led them to do all these things. Oh, no, oh, who cares about them? Oh, you're nice people, you know, I love you, but I'm going to go relax now, and now you're stuck, okay? This is what happens in this world, unfortunately. We see this with gang members, unfortunately. It's so terrible. The first murder, you know, the first murder victim in our city here in Ottawa, unfortunately, a Muslim name, you know. And you learn about the history, you learn about what's happened. Unfortunately, this is what it is. It was, you know, Allah knows best, but, you know, involvement in gangs and drugs doesn't get anywhere in a good place. Doesn't get anyone into a good place, you know. And a lot of times there's the big, you know, kingpins, you know, the big gang leaders. They're all sitting at the top. Nothing's happening to them. They're not the ones getting arrested. They're not the ones getting murdered, right? But they're the ones making all the money, and they're using our people, right? They're using our kids who fall into these traps, unfortunately, right? Society's kids, our neighbors' kids. They are the ones who are falling into these traps and being used as pawns. And they are the ones who end up getting killed. They are the ones who get arrested. They are the ones who end up going through all the trouble, and families are destroyed, right? And generations even are getting destroyed. May Allah save us and them and all of us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And this is what it is, that people fall for these traps and they fall for these temptations, unfortunately, not realizing that they are being used. The followers are left dejected, left helpless, in trouble, in jail. No one's going to come in jail and ask them, oh, how are you doing now? Can I help you? No. They're all gone. They're all, you know, enjoying their own lives. They don't care. And sometimes, like I said, people are even losing their own lives. So my friends, my friends, especially my young friends, but adults as well, everyone, don't get duped. Don't get fooled by shaitan or anyone who is following his playbook. And before doing anything that could be considered questionable or unacceptable, right? You ask yourself, this action that I'm about to do. I mean, honestly, if people started thinking about their actions before they actually did them, like half the problems of the world would probably be solved. Okay? Before doing anything, just stop, pause, and ask yourself. Okay? Especially if it's something that's like questionable or unacceptable, you know, like in society, according to the law, according to the religion, you know, according to the ways of doing things in your family, you know, whatever standard you want to use, ask yourself three questions. Number one, what are the consequences? Right? What's going to happen if I get caught? What could happen to me? Where could I end up? What am I going to end up with? Who am I going to end up with? So what are the consequences? Number one. Number two, what's going to happen if I don't do it? Yes, I'm being enticed to do this, but what's the worst that's going to happen if I don't do it? Okay, what if I just don't do it? Like, it's okay, right? Number three, who benefits? If I do this, who's going to benefit? And a lot of times we see this, right? Over and over again. It's the people who are in power, people in positions, people who are rich or, you know, who are protected. They are the ones who are benefiting. And it's the little people. It's the ordinary person. It's the, you know, the person who's at the lowest level of the chain who is having to take the risks and hurt themselves and get themselves into trouble. And that should not be happening. It breaks my heart to see people duped, whether it's by a political leader who follows, who people are following, or a gang leader who uses young people, gets them to put lives on the line, or anyone else who manipulates people, manipulates other for their own, for his or her own benefit. Okay, so be wise, beware of shaitan and those who follow him, beware of thoughts, ideas, temptations, trends, friends, ads, commercials, all of these different tools that shaitan may be using against you. Okay, posts that you come across, crazy ideas that get planted in your head that you hear across or people are talking about or they're throwing at you and it starts messing up with your mind, with your faith, you know, with your heart, with your spirituality. Like, it's just not worth it. It's honestly not worth it, because this is what's going to happen at the end, what I just described to you. Allah, you know, instead, flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will never be disappointed. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan wa kafa bi rabbika wakila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, he said, you will truly have no authority over my faithful servants, and sufficient is your Lord as a guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be protecting those who are, you know, who are faithfully, sincerely his servants. So flee to Allah and you are not going to be disappointed, inshaAllah. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. He certainly has no authority over those who believe and who put their trust in their Lord. So my brothers and sisters, my young friends, I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal keep you and your future generations always safe from all types of harms, whether they're physical, whether they're spiritual, whether they're mental or financial or emotional or of any other type. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always be with you. May Allah always keep you under His protection. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, He will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And provide for them from sources they could never imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Certainly Allah achieves His will. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah has already set a destiny for everything. Let us make dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukru kulluh, wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluh, ala niyatuhu wa sirruh. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda, wa laka alhamdu idha radayt, wa laka alhamdu ba'da ar-rida. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma Rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. Oh Allah, all praises for you. Oh Allah, we thank you. Oh Allah, even if we thank you for every second and every moment of our lives, it would not be enough. Oh Allah, please accept our entire existence as a form of gratefulness and thankfulness to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please enable us to thank you through every action, through every breath, through every movement and every thought, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please count us from amongst those who are the grateful, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect us from being counted amongst the ungrateful and those who reject you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are your weak servants. Oh Allah, we are committing so many sins. Oh Allah, even since last Friday, oh Allah, even in just 1 week, we have committed so many sins. Oh Allah, if we sat down to make a list of all of our sins and weak and shortcomings and mistakes in the last week, oh Allah, it would be such a long list. Oh Allah, what about our whole lives? Oh Allah, what about our entire lives that you're watching over and that you're recording? Oh Allah, please forgive us for all of our shortcomings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please forgive us for all of our sins, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please remove all of the evil effects of our sins on our hearts and our minds, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all the evil effects of our sins in society, on our families and our communities, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide us to that which pleases you most. Oh Allah, we are so weak. Oh Allah, we are so lacking. Oh Allah, that we don't even know how we should be. Oh Allah, guide us to how you want us to be, how we should be, how our existence will become a means of acceptance, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and that will be pleasing to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please open the gates of halal sustenance for all of your faithful servants in your creation, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, many brothers and sisters are struggling at this time. Oh Allah, please make it easy for them. Oh Allah, please remove their debts. Oh Allah, please grant them new sources, unexpected sources of halal risk, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please ease their difficulty, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill. Oh Allah, we are getting news of families, brothers, sisters who are close to us, who are getting infected with COVID-19. Oh Allah, please cure them all, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many people in this city, in this province, especially, oh Allah, around the world, who are suffering right now. Oh Allah, please remove their difficulty, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant them a speedy recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, those who are suffering from other illnesses, long-term pain and injuries, oh Allah, please grant them ease and relief as well, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, our elders who are fighting cancer or other illnesses, oh Allah, please cure them as well, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of those who are at risk of becoming ill, oh Allah, please protect them from it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you are the protector and the healer. Oh Allah, grant all of them a speedy recovery and protect them from all types of pain and suffering, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are suffering in other ways through grief and stress and anxiety and hardships in their families and their homes and their relationships and other types of all types of hardships. Oh Allah, please remove them all, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please shower your mercy upon all of those who have returned to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant them entry into Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please shower your mercy and forgiveness upon them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma anta rabbuna la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtana wa nahnu abiduk. Wa nahnu ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'na. Na'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'na. Nabu'u laka bi ni'matika alayna. Wa nabu'u bi dhunubina faghfir lana. Innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nasta'in. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعطنا ولا تحرمنا وكن لنا ولا تكن علينا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا واشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغ فيما يرضيك عنا آمالنا وارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا ولا تخيب فيك رجاءنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا. اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا. اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ودعاء يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان خصوصا في بورما وفي فلسطين وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي سريلانكا وفي بلاد الشام وفي اليمن وفي الصومال وفي أفغانستان وفي ليبيا وفي لمكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خير. My brothers and sisters, please offer four rakats of Dhuhr prayer at home. Foodie Friday continues, alhamdulillah. You can still place your order for tonight's dinner by 2 p.m. At canadamuslims.ca/food. I want to give again a special thanks to all the sisters who are involved and everyone who has supported these initiatives. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, jazakum Allah khaira. Alhamdulillah, we're generating approximately $1,000 or more usually each week, alhamdulillah, to support our masjid project. So this is a great initiative, alhamdulillah, so please do support it. And mashallah, tabarakullah, our youth and some adults as well participated in the most magnificent masjid competition and fundraiser, mashallah. So with great works of art, very, very nice, mashallah. So tonight the award ceremony will take place. It's virtual. So this will take place starting at 6 p.m. So you can go to canadamuslims.ca/mmm or even just the main website, canadamuslims.ca. You'll find the link. So everyone is welcome to join that. Inshallah, tonight we'll also be having virtual family game night hosted by Brother Ziad and Sister Amira, inshallah, at 8 p.m. And that is at canadamuslims.ca/game night. It's for families, so children, youth, adult parents, everyone's welcome, inshallah. It'll be fun and you'll get to socialize virtually, of course, maybe learn some new things, and there'll be some prizes as well, inshallah. So please do join us. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you.